This is the AeroNews Touch and Go with aviation headlines for October 9th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has come down hard on a flight instructor who allegedly signed off a pilot to fly an L-29 jet without ever checking him out. That pilot subsequently crashed, killing himself and a passenger during a July 4th flyover. There's a celebration planned in St. Louis Sunday for the anniversary of the Ansari X Prize, won by the team that put together Spaceship One. Can you believe it's already been 5 years? American Eurocopter has donated $10,000 to help with costs for the first three law enforcement agencies in the U.S. to qualify their programs under a new set of safety standards. At Ben Gurion International Airport in Israel on Tuesday, Gulfstream Aerospace and Israel Aerospace Industries rolled out what they call the super midsize Gulfstream G250. Back in Gulfstream's home state, Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue has proclaimed October Aviation Appreciation Month. Skydive Sacramento is calling on the FAA for help in fighting NIMBYs on the Lincoln, California City Council. Cessna is making the immediate purchase of a new 182 or Turbo 182 Skylane more attractive if you can get it done before the end of the year. For that matter, so is Uncle Sam. Montgomery County, Maryland may turn down a federal grant to jumpstart a police helicopter program because the county has no way to keep up the funding after the federal help ends. And a Florida dad who dropped his 14-year-old off for his first day at high school in a helicopter has now done the same thing for his 6-year-old at an elementary school. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, a pair of Oshkosh 2009 flashbacks. Glenn Martin updates us on what's happening with the Martin jetpack, and volunteer helicopter pilot Gordon Putney talks about those old Bell Model 47s you see giving rides at AirVenture. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.